Well, two doctors aged in their 30s are in intensive care in Melbourne with COVID-19. It underlines the continuing drain of this disease on health workers, but also that it's not just a disease dangerous to the elderly. In total in Victoria today, it was barely better news than it has been all week. More than 600 new cases. Another 8 have died. 4 were nursing home residents. In light of those numbers, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has given his firmest indication yet that a tighter lockdown for the state is all but inevitable. Here is Samantha Donovan in Melbourne.
Over the next few days, public health experts will be closely examining the data to find out why Victoria's infection rate is remaining so high, and their conclusions will determine whether tighter restrictions are introduced to stop the spread of the virus. The Premier, Daniel Andrews.
It is clear to all of us that these numbers are still far too high. It is clear that there are a number of factors driving that. Workplaces, people not staying at home while they're waiting for a test result, as well as these rather disturbing reports of people who've got it, know they've got it, and are still going about their business. We could not open up with these numbers. We could not open up even with significantly less than these numbers. So it may well be the case that we need to take further steps, that the steps we've taken are not enough to pull this up. There are a whole range of potential next steps that will come at a very significant cost.
Many of the recent new infection cases are aged care and health workers and employees of meatworks and cold storage facilities. But Mr. Andrews says it'd be wrong to assume further measures will just be targeting problem workplaces.
Next steps will be as much about mystery cases out in the community as they will be about outbreaks in large workplaces. So you can have meatworks well in hand, you can have all the processes that we've got in place, but if numbers are still growing and you've got a sense and the data is starting to tell you that there may be more community transmission that's unrelated to those workplaces, dealing with that may need a broader set of policies that may need us to take further steps.
Victorians who've tested positive are now being visited at home by teams of Defence Force personnel and Health Department workers. They aim to expedite the contact tracing process and check whether the person has the supplies they need to stay at home in isolation. But Daniel Andrews is alarmed by the fact that this week, 130 people, about a quarter of those positive cases, weren't at home when door knocked.
They perhaps thought that they wouldn't be in the frame. They'd be able to ignore the fact that they have this virus. I think they were very foolish to do that. For heaven's sake, you've got it. You have to stay at home. On the spot fines are that $1,652. That's not an insignificant number. If those matters go to court, it jumps up to around $10,000. We think that those penalties are appropriate at this stage. But I would just say to you, if Victoria Police came to me and said we need to change that, we need some further tools, then I wouldn't hesitate to look at that.
About 100 cases have been referred to police for investigation. The Victorian Opposition wants a crackdown on those not doing the right thing. Its leader, Michael O'Brien.
The trouble is we've got too many idiots with COVID who aren't following the rules, and we've got a government that's too soft to make them follow the rules. I think we can do a lot more to protect the community from these people who just won't follow the rules to keep the rest of us safe. Whether it's tougher fines, whether it's sending them to hotel quarantine at their own expense, or even looking at monitoring bracelets. We must keep the community safe.
Mr. O'Brien says a move to stage 4 restrictions would be disastrous for Victoria.
It's going to mean more businesses closed, more jobs lost, more pain for a lot of people. We have to try and make stage 3 work. We can't afford to give up. And that's why I'm calling on the government to take a much harder line against these idiots who have got COVID and are going out in the community, putting everyone else at risk. We just can't allow it to continue.
The evacuation of nursing home residents in dangerous conditions is continuing today. All the remaining residents of St Basil's at Faulkner in Melbourne's north are now being taken to hospital after 6 of the new staff installed at the home tested positive. Joe Buffoni is leading the Victorian Aged Care Response Centre.
Overall, there are 103 aged care facilities in Victoria with active cases. 23 additional facilities have come on with active cases. In total, there are 928 cases in aged care facilities in Victoria. Sadly, there are 46 deaths associated with that, and our compassion and condolences go out to all of the families that are affected.
The leader of the Victorian Aged Care Response Centre, Joe Bofoni. Samantha Donovan with that report.